Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I am looking forward to 10, 20, who knows how many more years.
Here's looking at you, kid.
Welcome back. We never know what we're going to get around here, folks. It's 12 after the hour. Celebrating our 10th year on the air. Thank you very much for being part of our day. And I'm excited about our good friend Joanna Brandy being with us again, ladies and gentlemen. She's been doing this now for almost 10 years herself. In fact, in January, we'll have to get her back on the show in January so we can celebrate her 10th anniversary as an original member of our Brain Trust. Joanna, as you know, is our customer care expert. She is the author of a number of books on that topic, and now she's become our happiness expert. Joanna, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thanks, Jim. Pleasure to be here.
It's good to have you back.
It's a good day.
You know, Joanna, when I was about 10 years old, I went to see a movie, and I fell in love.
You did.
I went to see Pollyanna.
Yeah.
I thought that's when if there was not that there was ever any doubt, but at that particular moment, if I had contemplated those things in those days, I would have been completely sure how my orientation was. Because I fell head over heels in love with Haley Mills in her role in Pollyanna.
Yeah, I remember.
And I think I know I've told this on the air before, but I remember going back in a week or so and reading in the Parade magazine, in the Sunday paper. I remember reading that she was a year older than me.
Ooh, that's even better.
I was crushed.
Oh, were you? What?
Oh, at 10 years old.
Back in those days, yeah, they had to be younger.
At 10 years old, you didn't have a girlfriend older than you. Not that I had girlfriends anyway, but I mean, it was like we were our stars got crossed all of a sudden. But anyway, I fell in love with her. But what I'll never forget about that movie was that she liked to play the glad game.
I don't remember that part.
Yeah. I remember everything about the movie. I'm telling you, I loved it. I watched it several times.
I have a feeling I'm going to have to go rent that.
Yeah. So. She played the glad game. Don't you remember the old curmudgeon that she adopted? She kind of broke into his house and showed him how the prisms looked.
That part, that part I remember. There was an old man involved.
And
yeah.
he had no happiness in his life. And she literally broke in and brought light into his life. And she showed him how to play the glad game. And I've been playing the glad game ever since.
Very nice.
You know, gladness is biblical. You know that, don't you?
No, I don't.
Yeah, that word is, at least the translation of the word, is all over the especially the Old Testament. So it's you know, human beings have been seeking happiness and proclaiming the benefits and extolling the virtues and encouraging people to seek happiness since Og and Gog were around.
Absolutely. What's so interesting now, I don't know if you've noticed what's happening. I mean, you cannot turn around without seeing another book on happiness. Last week I had the opportunity to be on a phone call with Tal Ben-Shahar. He is the professor that teaches happiness at Harvard.
Right.
And he just finished his first book, Happier, which I also just finished recently. And it's a terrific book. He was on, I belong to that little group of happiness coaches around the world, and we get together on the phone every other week. And that's what we talk about happiness, but we talk about mostly the scientific basis for it, because what's happening right now is there's so much research being done on happiness, and we're looking at how do we take that into the workplace, because, that's not a word that most people want to talk about at work. In fact, my business card for the last year or so looks a little different than it used to. On the front of my business card, it just says, "Got happiness?" Well, it's great.
What does that look like on your
own? We're talking about networking, right? Your next guest is talking about networking.
Yeah,
I go to a networking event, and I'm very careful how I hand my card to someone. and I make sure I hand it with the letters up so they can read it in the palm of my hand. And here's this purple card with these bright yellow letters popping out at them, and I'm asking them a question. And it starts the conversation off very, very easily. And what's interesting, here's what people say to me. You teach people happiness? I said, well, yes, because customer happiness and employee happiness are, you know, intimately connected.
Exactly.
You can't have happy customers if you got a bunch of disgruntled employees around. And we get to talking about it, and almost every single time, here's what I hear from people. Well, it's a great concept, but don't try to sell happiness in the business world because it won't sell.
That is the biggest load of you know what in the world.
I want to tell you something. The CEO of a very large company just told me that 2 weeks ago, and
he's
sort of a guru. And
I don't want to work for that guy.
Well, you know, I'm watching his emails too, and I noticed that one of his daily emails came out and said something about it's not a boss's job to make sure the employees are happy. You know, and I'm going, my feeling about him was correct.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very interesting, though. It has been. People keep telling me the same thing, and I'm resolutely talking about happiness because I think that's what we have to recognize, is that when people feel good at work, well, that's my other alternative word, feel good at work, because happiness is real subjective. If you've got something not so good going on at home and you're not feeling happy at home, sometimes you can come to work. Remember, when I talk about happiness, I talk about three things: pleasure, engagement, and meaning. So I'm not talking about just that kind of smiley face. That's what people would call the Pollyanna.
That's exactly.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about a rich, full life, because our happiness doesn't just come from pleasure. And, you know, talk to people who are retired, who used to have a great, engaging
fulfilling
business life
job,
and who are just playing golf now. They're not necessarily happy, and what they end up doing is they want to get involved, or they go volunteer their time,
exactly,
or they get involved on the condo board. Because if you just have pleasure and you don't have the connection to engagement and meaning, it's hollow.
I think one of the reasons why that people are living longer, Joanna, is not just because of medicine. I think it's because more and more people are staying engaged to the end of their life, as long as they live. They're not just wandering off, you know, into pasture. They're fighting the salad days, you know, with every fiber of their being. And I think that's the case. But back to, you know, and we got to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk about this thing about whose job it is to make your employees happy. There are two elements there, two issues there that I want Joanna to help us with. And we'll do that right after this break. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're very excited. Joanna Brandy is part of our life.
Hey Jim, this is Brad Huskin with IAS Training, author of Munchies for Salespeople, and I'm a salesman, not a PhD. I just wanted to congratulate you on 10 beers of helping the small business person survive. It's been a real pleasure doing radio shows with you. Congratulations, job well done. Keep up the good work.
Welcome back. It's 23 after. Thank you, Brad Huskin, for those nice words. We're celebrating our 10th anniversary with our good friend Joanna Brandy, who we couldn't have made it without you, Joanna. I mean, all the years that you've given us, almost 10 years yourself, all the times that you've been here on the show, all the visits you and I've had. And you know, Joanna, I think I've told you this before, but there have been a couple of moments in the life of our company where I turned to you for advice on a couple of really important things, and you gave me such good advice that we're still doing those two things.
What are those two things?
You helped me with our brands both times, with our logos.
Oh, that's right.
You did that two different times. You gave us some. She just cut right to the chase, ladies and gentlemen, and that's the kind of outstanding mind that she has, and that's the reason why. You've heard me say before, no chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show. Only the best for my audience, and Joanna is the best. And not only do I commend her, you know, do I use her advice myself, but I commend her to you. And so please check out her website and all the things that she does, whether it's customer care, for you, or happiness, which we've been talking about the fact that it's basically the same thing. Joanna, give us your website, please.
That's customercarecoach.com.
Check it out, and you'll get all these things that we've been talking about in the books, too. 54 Ways to Stay Positive, Winning and Customer Retention, all the things, the different things that she does. And you're still doing your weekly Customer Care Coach thing, right?
I'm doing the weekly Customer Care Coach Leadership Lessons, absolutely. That's
there
a nine-month-long course. That's my drip learning course.
Yep.
And I still do a bi-weekly tip, which is free if people are interested in that. I just sent one out yesterday.
Check that out, folks. Use that to your advantage. Thank you for that.
Live on the website.
There you go. Joanna, we're talking about happiness, and we were talking about some boss who said it wasn't his job to make his employees happy. It's not my job to make my employees happy, you know, to take on their lives as my project to make them happy.
Yeah,
it's my job to make sure that they find happiness when they come to work through those three things that you said. Say them again.
Pleasure, engagement, and meaning.
Yes. And all that could also use the word fulfillment,
if you roll those together, that is fulfillment.
That's what it is, exactly.
You're having a pleasurable, a good time doing what you're doing. You're engaged in it. You're finding it challenging, but not so challenging that you're in a state of anxiety all the time. And it's attached to something that's larger than you and has connected to something that has meaning or value for you.
And that's my obligation as a boss, as an employer. Not to adopt people and to take on their life's happiness. Obviously, if you can do what we just said, though, Joanna, if you can give them those three things and all that rose up into fulfillment, you could go a long way toward making their overall life happy.
Absolutely. And I think, and you know, we've had this discussion before. It's your responsibility as a business owner to create the kind of environment where that stuff happens. You can't push somebody into doing it if they really aren't motivated to do it themselves, but you can create the environment where it can happen. You can create a safe emotional space so people can express themselves creatively. You can give people the most important thing, and what's beautiful about living in this time and space is that we have so much research to back this up. It's no longer just Joanna sounding like Pollyanna. We have a ton of research to back this up. When people have the opportunity to do every day something that they do well, when they are allowed to, because of the way the work is structured, bring their best self to work and work from their strengths, it makes their job happier, it makes their life happier, it makes them more productive, it makes them more creative, and it contributes more to the growth of your company.
Well, if you could raise... Ladies and gentlemen, never mind the fact that it's the right thing to do. Never mind that for just a moment. If you could raise the level of engagement and happiness and fulfillment of your employees, if you could make a little investment, and a lot of that you'd have to do would cost you nothing. If you could set about raising that level for your employees, you would see your sales go up and your profits go up.
Absolutely.
Because your customers... It's contagious, and your customers want to be around your people.
I think when leaders begin to start leading a little, I think it really is about leading differently. And I got to tell you, a lot of small business owners already do this. A lot of small business owners left the corporate world, started their own businesses precisely because they weren't getting fed the way they needed to get fed. And they made the commitment that when they started their business, they would treat their employees differently than they were treated. And I find that a lot in small business because, you know, I work with them. I work with tech, so I get the opportunity to be in small and mid-sized companies quite a bit. And I think that that's where our opportunity lies because we don't have we're not responsible for reporting to the stakeholders and the stockholders and short-term results and all that kind of stuff. We are in the glorious position of being able to make those kinds of investments. And if that investment means training or somebody to teach us a different leadership style or maybe just the equipment, part of engage, and we know exactly what causes engagement. And one of the 12 things that an employee needs in order to be fully engaged in their job is the proper equipment to do their job well.
Yep. Hey, Joanna, thank you for being here. Good job today, as always.
Oh, I hear that music. You're going to make me go?
I'm afraid so.
Oh, Jim.
Our time has come. It's always sad to go, but I'm glad you're here. Thank you for being here over all these years.
The happiest of anniversaries to you, and many more.
Joanna Brandy, ladies and gentlemen, she's the best, too. Quick break, right back with Ivan Meisner. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.